Did you know that each episode of the Digitally Irresistible podcast is recorded on video? You can access the video by clicking the episode notes on your podcast player. Scroll to the bottom of the notes and click on the video link. Or just visit the iCore YouTube channel. You're listening to the Digitally Irresistible podcast, where we cover the optimization of digital technologies and irresistible people. Brought to you by iCore. Each episode features someone who sheds a little more light on the ins and outs of delivering a great employee and customer experience that has a measurable impact on the business. And now, here's today's guest. Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Digitally Irresistible podcast. I'm your host, Bernie Borges. Today's guest is Jen Blevins. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, Bernie.
Jen, it's good to have you. I'm so glad you're with me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Jen, you are the Senior Vice President of Member Engagement and Relationship Management at WestPay. You have more than 20 years of hands-on experience in treasury management, sales, product development, implementation, servicing, and business development. And prior to joining WestPay, you were with Umpqua Bank for more than 8 years as a regional sales manager. And during your time at Umpqua, you were also a member of WestPay. You volunteered on the Member Advisory Council for over 12 years, and you served as the council chair during that time. So in this episode, Jen, let's unpack membership as a service and how when membership is your product, it's 100% based on an excellent customer experience. Now, Jen, I think you know that ordinarily I would ask you to begin our conversation with your backstory. I want to do something just a little bit different. If you would begin with current day at WestPay and then tell us a little bit of your backstory and how you got to WestPay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the best place to start is to say and tell you who's WestPay. WestPay is a payments association, and we have a region of financial institutions. So those would include banks and credit unions that we support for education purposes, if they're looking to do audits, risk assessments, all of that, they would come to WestPay. I used to be a member of WestPay when I was in the financial institution space. So when I was at Umpqua Bank, when I was at prior institutions, we were all members of WestPay. And what's great about that is they helped me with my, you know, my certifications when I wanted to become an ACH professional, check professional. You know, this is where I went for those resources and for that support. So, you know, WestPay has been in my life for 15 plus years, and it's been really exciting because obviously I've done it from. Seen it from the membership side, and now working for WestPay, I'm supporting members like FIs, so banks, credit unions, and businesses that are in the payments space. So it's really exciting.
Great. So before I ask you to unpack your current role as SVP of Member Engagement and Relationship Management, I want to first unpack a little bit about how some of your prior work experience has really contributed to your current role. In the introduction, I mentioned you've got more than 20 years of hands-on experience. I mentioned treasury management, sales, product development, implementation, servicing, and business. I mean, that's a lot of experience in, as you say, FI, financial institutions. And how did that lay a foundation for you in your current role at WestPay?
Absolutely. I think, you know, working with businesses in all of my career in banking, I've worked with businesses finding what they need, you know, helping them find solutions that will solve their day-to-day banking needs to run their business more efficiently. And so I think having that strong background, understanding not only the treasury management needs of a business, but also from a product viewpoint, some marketing that I did as well at smaller institutions I worked for, all of that kind of paved the way for my job here now at WestPay. You know, again, working with members, it's twofold, right? I'm getting the experience. I've had the experience from from that they're experiencing, and I get to provide that and have a really deep understanding of what they're probably looking for and needing, because I've been there. I've been in their space.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your role as SVP of Member Engagement and Relationship Management. And instead of asking you what's a typical day look like, maybe what's a typical week or month look like? Meaning, like, paint a picture of the things that you're kind of focused on.
Absolutely. So I wear a lot of hats. You know, with a small association like ours, we all wear a lot of hats. And that's really exciting because I get to do a lot of different things with members and with prospects of WestPay. So from a membership perspective, part of my member engagement duties are to ensure that we are having active engagement with our members. So that is making sure that they know of events that we have coming up, that they are aware of training and education that is coming up. So constantly providing them with just as much information and content that we can so that they're getting the most out of their membership. In addition to that, I also am in charge of all of our trade shows. So I plan and coordinate the events that we're going to attend. And those can be with to go see financial institutions that are members of WestPay at regional events close to us. And that could also be for our business membership where I might be going across the country to explore and look for opportunities for businesses that are in the payments space that need payments education and expertise.
Okay. Well, Jen, as you know, iCor is in the customer experience industry. So let's talk about how membership really is all about the experience. So maybe if you position it as sort of your product, right? Your product is membership. And yep. What's the role of the experience in your product?
At iCor, we pride ourselves on being more than just a team of CX professionals. We're a global family working in unison. No matter the geography, our site stands shoulder to shoulder, playing a vital part in our client's success. With a strategic partnership value at our core, we prioritize excellent communication and alignment, always focused on achieving each client's vision. We are agile and ready to adapt at a moment's notice to meet your business needs. That's the iCor way.
Yeah, so really the role is to, again, provide that best experience, right? To provide them with what they need when they need it. You know, one of the things that we pride ourselves in from a customer experience perspective is we have a thing called Payments Hotline. And that Payments Hotline is intentional. It is for members to call in. They can call in, they can email, and or now they can chat with us. And they can ask their payment-related questions throughout the day. And we have subject matter experts on all of the different payment rails, ACH, check, risk, faster payments, fraud, where they can come and they can ask real-time questions when they need us. That is something that we really strive to provide really excellent service with. And I think we're very successful in that. And we're really proud of it.
And I'm curious, Jen, when you made the transition from being a member, you know, in another FI, another financial institution, and then coming over to WestPay, being in charge of membership and engagement, what was that transition like for you? Was it just, wow, like Monday's just another new week with familiarity? Or was there some other part of the transition that, you want to maybe share?
Sure. Yeah. Well, for any of you that know, changing jobs can always be a little stressful, a little challenging, a little unsure of what to expect. I mean, I think the great thing with me coming from Umpqua Bank, from coming from a FI and being a member of WestPay and then coming to work for WestPay is that transition was actually pretty smooth for me because I knew a lot of the employees here at WestPay. I also had a very deep understanding of what they offered, and I saw the value. I was a member, so I experienced the value of WestPay. And so from that viewpoint, the transition was pretty smooth. I think where I would say it was a change for me was working for a bank, working in the financial institution space in general. It's very busy. It's very, you know, go, 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 lots of things going on, especially in my role in treasury management sales. I was constantly in meetings, constantly extremely busy and had a lot of, you know, fire drills. And that's okay. That's just part of that work and that that kind of day to day. And then coming to WestPay, the pace was slower. So that was a big change for me, was just the pace was slower. It didn't necessarily not like have a good pace to it, but it was just different. So I think as in anything, when you're changing jobs or changing into something different, you have to kind of adjust to that new, you know, that kind of new normal. Again, I was thrilled that I had so much of the experience of knowing the people here and having a really good grasp of what they were all about. That's tremendously helped me in my transition.
Yeah, I can certainly see how that would be really helpful in a smooth transition as you shared. Yeah. Now, in many other companies across a variety of different industries, when you talk about customer experience, sometimes in some organizations, the mindset of creating a great customer experience might be siloed in some businesses. Mm-hmm. It's a very unique thing from one business to another. I would think at WestPay, your entire business is predicated on membership so that the entire organization has a single mindset of a great experience because your product is membership. Would you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah. I think you've nailed it spot on. It is the focal point for us here at WestPay. And, you know, we are 24 employees total in size, and every one of us has a job and a focus around member engagement, membership focus, really just making sure that the experience every time in whatever format that could be, email, phone, chat, if we're doing consulting with our WestPay Advisor side, whatever that experience is for that member, we want it to be strong. We want them to have a successful interaction with us always.
And how do you listen to the members from the standpoint of gathering feedback, maybe constructive feedback, suggestions, whatever it may be? And obviously for 12 years, you were on the other side, yeah, right? So now that you're on this side, how do you actually handle that feedback?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing, number one, is to listen and listen fully. Do not interrupt. Let them say exactly everything that they need to get out as far as if there's a frustration or a disconnect in communication. You just want them to have that floor and to be able to let that all come out, because what you're also going to get with that is likely ideas of how to fix it or solve for it. So, you know, typically if that ever comes up, that is something where if you're listening, you're getting all of that insight, and then you can take that internally and figure out who's best to solve it? How do we fix it? What do we need to change in the future so it doesn't happen again with that member or any member for that matter? So it's really about open and thorough communication on both sides, but especially in a case if there is a complaint or negative feedback, you absolutely, number one, need to listen to your member.
Okay. Is there something that WestPay has been doing for a long time that you really attribute to just providing a great member experience, just whatever that may be, just something that's been with the organization even before you joined and you were on the other side?
Absolutely. I think hands down, one of the things that WestPay, in my opinion, especially as a member of WestPay, I valued their education expertise. They have such tremendous depth of knowledge with their education team that I knew anytime I took a class, a webinar, went to one of their symposiums, I was going to get a lot of value out of those interactions, those sessions, and that I would be able to take that back to my organization and trust that everything I learned, I could then report out and share. And I knew it was going to be solid information. It's why I trusted them, quite honestly, to help support me in my certifications that I ended up taking for ACH and CHECK. It's because I knew they had a tremendous prep program that would help with getting me through that to get me ready for those exams. And both times, luckily, I was successful because of that. So I really think that is something that we're extremely strong in is our education.
Excellent. And I like the appreciate the fact that you actually call out your own experience when you were a member and you were on the member side. And how valuable that was to you. That's really terrific. How much do you rely on members? Again, just when you were a member and you were on the advisory council, how much do you rely on members to be volunteers, to be an extension of you and your team?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. We absolutely love it. So we have several different committees, councils that WestPay has. We have the Member Advisory Council that I was on for 12 plus years. We have a rules committee. We have an education committee. We also have a symposium kind of workforce committee. And we love when we have members that are interested in joining those and in providing new perspective. Quite honestly, you know, the last thing you want to do is have a stagnant council or committee. And what I mean by that is not that the people that are in there are not doing fabulous work, but when you get somebody new in there and kind of fluidly change those councils from time to time, you just get new perspective, fresh perspective. Maybe something comes up. I remember this happened a lot when I was on the Member Advisory Council. You would hear something one way from somebody and maybe, you know, it didn't resonate. But then a couple years later, you've got somebody new that comes in that might have a different way of interpreting that or explaining how it would be beneficial to members. And then it resonates. It's impactful. And it doesn't discount the person that brought the idea up, you know, a couple years back. It's just, it's a different way of looking at it that registers a little bit more. And so that's always something that we're looking for is that. And we have a lot of really good interest in our councils. And I think that also says a lot about our customer experience, our member experience is that, you know, folks want to be involved and that's fantastic. We love that.
Fantastic. So Jen, as a closing thought, before we get to my fun question, how would you maybe put a bow on this conversation? Someone who is either thinking about creating a membership part of their business, or maybe they're in a similar business where membership is either the product or part of their overall offering. You know, what's your closing thought and kind of advice on what they should be thinking about in terms of membership as a service?
Yeah, exactly that. It is a service and you have to treat it as such, meaning that you are consistently always looking at ways to improve it, to enhance it, to change it, to elevate it. I know some of those are all the same, but they all feel and are important things to be looking at. You know, if you're not actively asking for your customer, your members, feedback, that's something you have to invest time and energy and space in doing. They need to know that they're one being heard, but two, that action comes from that. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to do every single thing that is recommended, but you have to see if you see some trends where you have multiple members, customers that are providing this similar feedback, that's telling you there's something that needs to be addressed. And so I think those are really important things to do if you're not already actively doing that, and or you're launching a member experience or a member service, you have got to make sure that there is some kind of plan to always get feedback and have that, you know, be a consistent feedback trend that you're getting on a whatever cadence you want to set.
And I would think that you also want to show some evidence that you're not just listening, but that you're also taking action, so that when they see action taken and they can connect the dots that it came from member feedback. So yes, showing that evidence must be very powerful.
It really is. You know, one of the ways we can do that and I've seen the Westpay do it in the past is, we heard you, right? So we might have a message that goes out and says, we've heard you, !! And then it talks about the changes or the improvements that we're doing. Or announcing that, you know, at an event that we're doing, a symposium that we're doing, emphasizing and thanking the audience for their participation, things of that nature. So they are feeling they were heard, and that some value came out of those interactions.
Yep. Well, Jen, before I get to the fun question, why don't you share with the listener, the viewer, whoever's watching on video or listening, where they can learn more about Westpay and connect with you?
Absolutely. So we have a really easy website to get to. It is just www.westpay.org. And you can always certainly reach out to me through LinkedIn. Just search Jennifer Blevins and you will see my face, and I would love to connect with you.
Well, Jen, the listener knows that we'll have that on in our show notes, and it's also being displayed on video right now. For those that are watching on video, it's on the screen. So we make it really easy for our subscribers to see that and connect with you. Well, Jen, we do now get to the fun question. You know, we have a tradition here on the Digitally Irresistible podcast. We like to know, when you're not working, what do you like to do for fun?
That's a good question. Well, number one, the best thing that I like to do when I'm not working is to hang out with my old English bulldog. Her name is Laverne. She is fantastic. She's a lot of fun. And so I definitely like to hang out with her. Additionally, I love to travel. So anytime I can get either on a cruise or go international somewhere with friends or go by myself, I try to plan a trip, at least one to two a year is usually my goal. It's very relaxing. Especially if you go by yourself. I like to travel on cruises, typically solo, intentionally, so that I can just kind of decompress. I'm not on anybody's schedule, but my own. And if there's people there that join me, that's great. But it's usually that's usually my intention for that type of a trip, is just really decompress. Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Sure. And Jen, thank you for joining me for this episode of the Digitally Irresistible podcast. I love what you're doing. I love the fact that you have that background of so many years, you know, in the financial institutions, FI, as you call them, and provided such a great foundation. You were a member of Westpay, and you chaired the advisory council. So you had all that wealth of experience. And then now you're at Westpay really advocating for membership. And as really the whole discussion, our whole conversation was around membership as a service and how it's all about creating a great experience for them to build and sustain the membership. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you, Bernie. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Digitally Irresistible podcast, where we cover the optimization of digital technologies and irresistible people, delivering a great employee and customer experience that has a measurable impact on the business. Brought to you by iCor. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss future episodes.